Boundary 1. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God when trust becomes tempting God. Boundary 1. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. This is a boundary prohibiting putting God to the test by an ultimatum to demand a display and to make a show that God can be made to perform on demand. Luke 23:8. Jesus was before Herod, who greatly wanted to see a miracle. Jesus wouldn't give him one. Matthew 4:11. Jesus was tempted of the devil to use carnal power. He refused to use power as a carnal sign. And I mentioned carnal signs. See, when the devil told Jesus, hey, look, you've got all this power. Let me show you what to do. You're out here preaching this gospel and whatnot. That's getting you nowhere, except it's going to get you killed. Let me show you a way to convert that into some real celebrity. Don't you know the devil had a way to show Jesus how to use that power? He would have been a celebrity in no time had he been willing to use it in a carnal way. Jesus wouldn't do it. So when the devil said, I can show you how to be a king, he meant it. Yeah, use it like celebrities use their power today. So Luke 7:22, Jesus, to John's disciples looking for a confirmation sign, Jesus said, go tell John, the sick are healed, meaning those that require miracles receive them. Well, they came to Jesus and they said, hey, John says, are you really the Messiah or should we keep looking for another? Well, at least he was showing the faithfulness to God's word to say, if you're the wrong one, we will keep looking. We're not going to abandon our faith in God. But really, could you give us a sign or something? I mean, John's over here in prison. Did Jesus do it? Here's what he told him. Go tell John, the sick are healed. Meaning those that required miracles received them, but to those looking for a sign for the sign's sake, including John or his disciples, they didn't get a sign. The next one, a person who knows they can be just fine if they use medical aid, but who feels obligated to hold out for the, quote, sign following them that believe, is holding out for a sign, same as John the Baptist was wanting, for the sign's sake. And Jesus never performed signs that way for himself or anyone else, even John the Baptist. And he said, there will be no sign given. You're not getting a sign because the scripture, even in the Old Testament, prohibits the way you're going about it. That's another thing. What's wrong? It's violating boundaries. You can't tempt God that way. You have another means at hand. It's God's order. I mean, the evidence is piling up here. So then, in my letters, I have a picture of some snake handlers. There's a one-armed brother who's holding a snake up in the air. And I just didn't take the time to put that in here. Maybe I'll add it to the website. It's a Church of God in Kentucky, not associated with us. So the snake handlers pictured below teach that if they die handling snakes, it's not because of the snakes or lack of snake handling faith and power, but simply because it was their time to go. This is to say that the scripture that says we will take up serpents and not be hurt is a 100% guarantee, so that even if it doesn't work, it still did. The reason this crosses the tempting God boundary is that it presumes to put God in a box. It's like a claim to have the recipe to make God perform on demand, and God resents this. He commands us, thou shalt not do it. And then Philippians 2:27 and 1 Timothy 5:23. Scripture shows sometimes God will and sometimes not, even for Paul, who was left doing the best he could once in a while by recommending some home remedies, and that God does not have to explain to us why he does or does not perform a miracle, but he does make it clear that we are not to try to force his hand with an ultimatum that he must either perform a miracle or watch us die. End of boundary 1.